Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. We welcome you to this open heaven. And there is a river flowing. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. We just want to thank God for each and every one of you. We bless God for you, for wherever you're listening from, whether you're here in this continental U.S. or we'll let you know we thank God for you. We appreciate you for tuning in. Whatever time these words, this broadcast is resting upon your ears, we thank God for you, and we welcome you with open arms. We welcome you. We bless God for you. Thank you for taking out the time to come to be with us, because truly God is doing a great work in the midst of us, and we're just grateful to be a part of God's plan. Amen. We're so grateful because even as the scripture declares, except the Lord builds the house. Glory to God. And those of you that have been with us for 3 years now, you see how the Lord has taken this PNN network and grown it and blown, amen, his breath upon it. And glory to God, now literally over 59 countries. And we're just so grateful. So grateful for what the Lord is doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We welcome you again as you're tuning and coming out to us on Facebook, listening on the radio, listening on the web. We thank God for you, someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite them to come and listen, sit in fellowship with you. Truly, God has been sending awesome speakers to this line, to this broadcast. And we're just so grateful for all that he's doing, each and every one of his speakers coming as the Lord would so, amen, ordain. And I tell you, just a multiplicity, amen, of people that are coming just preaching the unadulterated gospel, just the gospel, no gimmicks, no tricks, but truly coming to be a blessing, declaring what thus saith the Lord. And I tell you, we are being strengthened by it. Yes, we are. We're being healed by the word. Glory to God. The Lord is restoring. The Lord is, I'm telling you, he's rebuking the hand of the enemy off of our lives, all by his word, all by his anointing. So people of God, you know anybody that benefits from listening in on the broadcast, we just advise you to go ahead and take them now. Take them, advise them to come on in and be a part of what the Lord is doing. Tell them truly there is a word from the Lord. Listen, you don't have to lie. You can jump out on that group text and send that text out and let them know, join me on the PN. You don't even have to look up the number, because I know we don't look up numbers anymore. We don't remember numbers anymore, but I'm going to give it to you. So you just text them and say, hey, join me now on the PNN. And the number that you give them is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. And if they don't have, if they're not able to get in, tell them to jump out on Facebook, our PNN page, glory to God, or they can go out to our prayer group page, the new ReArk Prayer Group 52 prayer group page. We're also broadcasting there. Yes, we are. So they can jump on either one of those modes of communication there, and they can come out and be blessed. Listen, people of God, we want the people of God to be blessed. There is, again, a word from the Lord, and we want someone to hear it. We don't want to keep this word to ourselves, but we want others to be blessed. We want others to be restored. We want others to be saved. Yes, Lord is saving on his line as well. So we bless that, or your iPad, or whatever, your laptop, whatever you're taking your notes on, go ahead and get your notes, get prepared for your notes. As you know, we retain knowledge that we hear so much greater when we take notes. So we want you to get it all. We don't want you to let anything slip, but we want you to certainly get it all and can, all you can get on tonight. Glory be to God. While you're doing that, just want to acknowledge our leaders on tonight. Want to acknowledge my leaders. Bless the Lord, of course, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank him. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless him for all that he has done, all that he is doing here, amen, on PNN, in our lives, in my lives. We just bless God for it, amen. Truly, glory to God, the Lord is again doing a work, and we thank him for it on tonight. I just want to thank God on tonight. Glory be to God for our founding father of my ministry. Glory to God, the S.B. James Evangelistic Association and its Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide. Amen, Jesus. We thank God. Glory be to God for our founding father, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. Thanking the Lord tonight for Mother Carrie James. Glory to God, the first family. Thanking God for praying for them. I want to thank God tonight for our senior apostle. Glory to God, Dr. Samuel, Dr. Prophet Samuel Apostle, Lady Huggins on tonight, Lady Huggins James. Glory to God, they're in Trinidad. God, for the ministry, glory to God, that's going forth there and in other parts of the earth by the man of God. I want to thank God tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop Katina out of Gainesville, Florida. Glory to God, Lady Tina. Glory to God there at Lighthouse EPC. Thank God for him. Amen, Jesus. Hardworking man. We thank God. Bless God for him. We thank God tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.J. Taylor Sr. Glory to God. Thanking him. Amen. Out of Albany, Georgia as well. Thanking God for the woman of God, Shepherd Mother Taylor. Amen. We thank God tonight, people of God, for our PNN advisors. Thanking God for each and every one of them that the Lord has called to help move this work forward. as we said, people of God, now going on 3 years, and people of God, listen, we need extra hands, extra help. And we thank God for the help that the Lord has sent to the line, amen, Jesus, to help carry this outreach ministry forward. And we're still looking for help, amen. Glory to God, because God is doing great things, and there are many things that are yet to be revealed. So hang in there. Continue to pray for us, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, because truly God is moving by his Spirit, and we have got to be in the move. I want to thank God tonight for all of our prayer warriors. God bless each and every one of them for their labor and all that they are doing to help move this ministry forward. Amen, Jesus. They've been pulled on and shattered. And we just thank God, amen, Jesus, that they're here to help, to fill in, as they say, get in where they fill in. Amen. Fill in where they get in. Amen. Glory to God. How do you ever to fill, amen, those areas that need to help, to help keep this ministry moving forward. So we thank God for them, our scripture reader. Glory to God. Thank God, amen, for, amen, Jesus, the woman of God that helps to hold the controls, Lord God, as we're moving forth in the earth. Amen. We bless God on tonight for you, Lord God, amen, Jesus, because you're coming. Amen. You're coming because that lets us know that you're getting something. That lets us know that you're blessed. And we thank God that you're bringing people, amen, to the line. Glory to God, keeping this ministry, keeping it moving forward and spreading and expanding. So we thank God for you on tonight. We bless the Lord again for each and every one of you awesome speakers that the Lord is sending to the line. Amen, Jesus, handpicked, literally handpicked by God. So we thank him. We bless him on tonight. We glorify him on this night. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God for each and every one of you. We love you, people of God. We appreciate you more than you know. Amen. Glory be to God. And at this time, amen, Jesus, we want to get ready to sanctify the line. Glory be to God. And missionary fans available on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. She's available on tonight. Just doing a little sound check here. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. And we want to get ready to thank God. Listen to God. This is so important. Check it again. Amen. If you just bear with us, get our sound together here. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. How are we coming across now? Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Perfect. All right. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. But we bless the Lord. Amen. We want to go ahead and get ready to sanctify the line, people of God. This is so important because we go through the run of the day, and so many times we miss God in so many ways, people of God. But we want our hearts to be cleansed. We want to be purified. We want to be sanctified. Lord, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. It's important. It's important. We don't want any, amen, anything that's blocking us. Glory to God. We don't want anything, glory to God, that's blocking what he's saying to us. Amen. Or blocking what we're saying to him. Amen, Jesus. We want everything to be clear. So we hear from the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus, as we get ready to prepare to sanctify our line on tonight. Right after the sanctification of the line, we're going to ask for Sister Mary Hollins if she will come with the scripture on tonight. People, bring your hearts and your minds in. Just bring them on in on tonight as we prepare to go before the throne of grace. Just bring your heart and your mind in, settle your heart. Glory to God, settle your heart, settle your spirit on tonight as we prepare to hear from the Lord. Listen, we got to be prepared. We got to be prepared and listen as we always give the analogy that, you know, even in a courtroom, we cannot approach the judge's seat any kind of way. We can't approach the Lord any kind of way. People of God, we can't do it. We can't do it. Neither can we approach him any kind of way. For the scripture, Psalm 66:18, that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If we regard iniquity in our hearts, that we are not cleansed, people of God, the Lord cannot, will not hear us. Amen. So we ask that you, again, bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God. There was a song of praise that I had on my heart. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. As you're just bringing your spirit in on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Just a song of praise that says, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a sanctuary, Lord, for you, and Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God. Bring your hearts in. Bring your minds in on tonight. Glory to God. Let us enter his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise on tonight. Glory to God. Let us be thankful unto him. Let us come on tonight. Come on and enter in with thanksgiving. Glory to God. With thanksgiving. Thanking him for his goodness. Thanking him for all that he's done. Thanking him for his keeping power. Thanking him, glory tonight, for his compassion, which faileth not. For great is his faithfulness unto us tonight. Glory to God. And Father, we give you praise. We thank you on tonight. We come tonight to bless you. Glory to God. We come blessing, glory, hallelujah, blessing for your goodness. Blessing you on tonight for grace. We're blessing on tonight, glory to God, for just another day that you kept us. We thank you. We bless you on this night. We bless you, glory to God, for your goodness towards us, your people. And Father, tonight we just come to say thank you one more time. We're thanking you for life. We're thanking you for health. We're thanking you for strength on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for you woke us up, ha, glory to God, with a mind. Hallelujah. Yet a mind stayed on you. And we come, glory to God, in this hour, thanking you, oh God. We come in thanking you, hallelujah. Thanking you, glory to God, for you're a good God. And we bless your name on tonight. We bless your precious name on tonight. We bless you, glory to God, for if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to give you praise. But Father, we're coming in this hour with uplifted hands. We're coming with uplifted hearts unto you in the precious name of Jesus. We're coming on tonight. tonight. We're coming on tonight thanking you for strength. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your great salvation. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your keeping power, for you kept our minds. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Father, tonight we come worshiping. We adore you on tonight. We adore you in your awesomeness. Oh, glory to God. Father, for there's none like you. There's none like you throughout the earth. And we thank you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for your great salvation, oh God. We're thanking you for redeeming. We're thanking you for saving us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. And Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We're coming up lifted hearts on tonight. We're coming, glory to God, hallelujah, oh God, and we've assembled in this place as we've assembled one by one. We thank you tonight, glory to God. We're coming, glory to God, from nation to nation. We're coming on tonight, hallelujah, some in bedrooms, some, oh God, hallelujah, in that living room, some, glory to God, lying on that bed of affliction. Father, tonight, we're coming collectively on tonight. Hallelujah. We're asking that you look upon us tonight. Father, we're asking that you look upon each and every one of us tonight. For you know us name by name. You know the very hairs upon our head. And we thank you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you, oh Master. We glorify you on tonight. And Father, we're asking that you would have your way. Father, let not our coming be in vain. We're coming on tonight. Let nothing that we do, glory to God, be in vain glory. But Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to forgive us now. Father, forgive us of any sin. Forgive us, oh God, of any iniquity on tonight. Anything within our hearts that's not pleasing in your sight. Any unforgiveness on tonight. Father, any strife on tonight. We're asking you to forgive us all, glory to God. Any way that we thought wrong. Father, we're asking that you forgive us tonight. Glory to God. We're asking that you create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Father, give us clean hands and a pure heart as we lift up a glory outside. Oh God, as we lift up our hands before you. Father, cleanse our hands. Father, cleanse us, oh God. Father, sanctify us. Sanctify us through and through in the name of Jesus. Father, let not us, glory to God. Father, let us not, oh God, go through the motion. But Father, cause us to walk in your holiness. Cause us to walk in your truth. Cause us to walk in your righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Father, on tonight, we're asking you to look upon this brother. Look upon this line. Father, any of Osiah, oh God, many needs, many desires on the night. Father, but by your spirit, we're asking you to move. Father, move by your spirit. Move by your anointing. Oh, glory to God. Father, move as only you can. Oh, God, and answer tonight. Father, move. For you're the God that has to by fire. And on tonight, glory to God, we're asking you to move for your people. Father, move for your people tonight. In thy precious name, oh, Most High. Yeah, God, move tonight. Oh, higher, higher. Father, we're asking that you move tonight. Yimavoshaya. Woo, glory to God. Move tonight. Father, we're asking that you move in the wind. Hey, God, move in the wind on tonight. Father, fight for your children. Fight for the heirs of salvation. In thy precious name, oh, glory to God. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you touch our ears tonight. Cause us to hear your voice. We're asking you to touch tonight. Hey, God, touch our eyes. Cause us to see your hand. Cause us to see your move, oh, glory to God. Father, we're asking that you would touch our hearts. Cause us to understand, oh, God, the things that you would say unto your people. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Thank you tonight. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, for touching the bodies of your people. Yeah, God, thank you tonight. Thank you for the healing. For you are the Lord that heals. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your healing virtue. You are the balm of Gilead. Oh, God, and we're asking, Father, we're asking that you move. Move in healing tonight. Heal bodies on tonight. Hey, God, touch. Glory to God from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet.
tonight. Father, heal and make whole in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it. Hey, glory to God. We're asking that you restore. Father, restore the broken heart. Restore, glory to God, the downtrodden on the night. Restore. Yeah, God, restore tonight. Yeah, glory to God in that precious name. Oh, God, cause on tonight. Cause our cups to run over. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Father, I ask you that you would move tonight. Yeah, Messiah. Yeah, God, move in great salvation. All over the land, all over the land. Father, touch the hearts of your people. Cause them to hear your call on tonight. Cause them to hear. Glory to God and yield unto you in that precious name, oh God. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God. Thank you for drawing us nigh unto thee. Thank you for drawing us nigh unto thee, oh God. We thank you. We bless you. Father, we say by your word that you never forsake us, and we give you thanks, we give you praise. Father, we're thanking you all tonight for moving in provision. But there are those all night, oh God, that need, hey God, need a move in provision, for you are our Jehovah Jireh, oh God, and we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, for you are our provider. Father, and faith to faith, heart to heart on tonight. Father, we're touching and agreeing. We're touching and agreeing on tonight. Touching for our brothers. Touching for our sisters on tonight. Glory to God, because you're our El Shaddai. Hey God, you're more than enough, and we're touching tonight. We're touching tonight. Hey, glory to God. Cause us to overflow. Cause us to overflow, oh God, because you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. For once collectively, but we stand as one. We're standing as one on tonight. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for you've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word now. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Your prepared word on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for what you're about to do, for what you're about to speak to us, your people. Father, and we say yes, Pastor. We say yes tonight. We say yes to your word. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. And Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you tonight. Oh, God, all over the earth, move by your spirit. Move by your anointing. Move, glory to God, as only you can. Move. Father, move. And for you, God, we thank you. We thank you for doing it now. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for your speaker, glory to God, that you prepared for this night. We thank you. We bless you. We're asking that you would bless the woman of God. We're asking that you would strengthen the woman of God. We're asking, glory to God, by your anointing to lift on tonight, strengthen on tonight. Thank you for clarity on tonight. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you. Yay. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Father, let your word go forth. Oh, God, have free course on tonight. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds. Direction, instruction. Hey, God, correction. Glory to God. Whatsoever we said, thy will be done. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for blessing the body of Christ at large. We bless you. We thank you now. We thank you for the shaping. Thank you for the making on tonight. We thank you for your glory being revealed in the midst of all of us. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We honor, we glorify you for these things in our hearts on tonight. Glory to God. Do say amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you tonight. Thank you for bringing down the hand and the plan of the enemy. We bless you now. Glory to God. Hide us now behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. We do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation right now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, you be glorified. And for this we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody just bless the Lord. Glory to God. Just bless the Lord right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen for your blessing. Bless him for your word. Hallelujah. Listen to what he's already going to say, what he's already saying. Glory to God, shall be manifested in these next, glory to God, in this time that he has set aside. Glory to God. And while, glory to God, you're yet praising him, glory to God, we want you to just stay right there in that praise. Glory to God. Just stay right there. Glory to God. Now we're going to ask Sister Mary if she will come with our scripture. Glory to God for tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary.
God bless. Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wars, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 121st Psalm. The Lord will preserve you from evil. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time and even forevermore. I have read to you the 121st Psalm. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Glory to God. And that is a promise. Amen. That is a promise unto us, his people. Glory to God, so we can look to the hill. Amen. No matter what situation we may find ourselves, we can look to the hill from which comes our help. Glory to God. He's a present help. The scripture declares, amen, even in the time of trouble, he's a present help. Glory to God. And he's with us always. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him. Glory to God. We thank God for you, people of God, as you're coming in. We want to ask you to go ahead and take somebody and invite them to come to be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Truly, as we know, there is a word from the Lord. The Lord wouldn't just bring us here except there was a prepared word. Mm-mm. He wouldn't, he don't play games. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We make the sacrifice to come. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. And here the Lord commands a blessing. There's a blessing for you on tonight. While you are, glory to God, yet preparing your heart, getting your paper, your pencil, or whatever you need to take your notes, glory to God, just one more time, reach out, grab that phone, text somebody and tell them PNN is live. Come and be with me on tonight. Just tell them there's a blessing. There's a blessing for you. There's a blessing with your name on it. And we are grateful on tonight. We're going to go ahead, people of God, and get our speaker up tonight. We thank the Lord, glory to God, for this woman of God. This is her first time coming to be with us, but we thank God. Amen. We thank God for all that the Lord has put together to bring forth in this vessel on tonight, Lord God. And listen, we are actually going to the Longhorn State. We're going to the Longhorn State of Texas. Glory to God. By way of Little Elma, Texas. Glory to God. Glory to God. By way of Leaves of Healing, Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. People, I want to interview you tonight and present to others none other than Minister Jeanette Lee. She's also the first lady there of Leaves of Healing, EPC. Glory to God. We ask Minister Lee, if you would press star six, glory to God, let's get you over on the platform on tonight. Press star six, there you are. God bless you. God bless you. We can hear you. You have the platform, woman of God. God bless.
Thank you. All praise, honor, and glory unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Protocol has been established, but I would not fail to give praise and honor to the Apostle Huggins, who is now the presiding leader over the S.D. James Evangelistic Pentecostal churches worldwide. We thank God for him and his family, his companion. We thank God for our senior bishop, Bishop K.E. Tenna. I thank God for all of the boards of the whole board of bishops for the ministry that oversee and handle all of the administrative duties for the ministry. I thank God for my own jurisdictional bishop, Bishop M.C. Williams. We praise and give honor and glory unto him and his first lady. I want to give honor to our host tonight, Minister Bradley, Evangelist Bradley. We thank God for her and thank God for her allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to her and reach out to me to give me an opportunity to be a spokesperson for our Lord and Savior. We thank God for the word on tonight, for the word of God says, the word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And that is my desire, is that the word of God would be hidden in my heart that I might not sin against the Lord. I want to live a holy and a blessed and peaceful life. I want to be righteous. I don't want unrighteousness to dwell in this temple, but I want to be righteous because the scripture says that sin, ungodliness, cannot dwell in this temple where the Holy Ghost resides because the Holy Ghost won't reside in an unclean temple. So I want to be right. I want to be holy. I want to be pure. So I magnify and I give God all praise on tonight, for he has truly been good to me. He has been good to my family. He has been good to the Leads of Healing, EPC, and all of its members. I thank God for the joy of the Lord is my strength. I don't know about you, but I thank God for how he just blessed us on today. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us life, health, and strength. And I thank God I have the activity of all of my limbs. And I praise and magnify him because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to save us, but he did. He didn't have to wake us up this morning, but he did. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to calm down just a little bit so that I can bring to you what thus said the Lord. And I pondered and I pondered and I asked the Lord what he would have me to speak to you on tonight. How many know that faith is essential? It is essential for us to have faith. For the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. So we must have faith. Hallelujah. In order to have a walk with Christ, we must have faith. Faith is required. How many know that? Faith is required. Tell yourself, faith is required. The Bible says if we just have grain as a mustard seed, that little bit of faith can move a mountain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Faith is required. Faith and prayer are inseparable. You know, God is calling in this hour for people who will pray, who will call upon the name, who will intercede not only for themselves, not only for their family, but for the whole world. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you read your Bible, you see where the children of Israel went through various trials and tribulations, but guess what? When they turned their faces to God, no matter how much sin that sin had crept in, when they turned their faces to God and when they prayed and called on the name of Jesus, the Lord was faithful and just to answer them. He forgave them. And the same God back then is the same God we serve today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. He's the same God. He says he never changes. And here's the wonderful thing. Whenever his word goes out, it does not come back void. Whatever promises he made, he's faithful and just to fulfill every word that he says. He's not like a man. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. But every word that he speaks, not one jot, not one tittle, shall go out of his word and come back void. Everything that he says, he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. So faith and prayer. Prayer expresses faith. The two are intertwined like a rope. If you've ever seen a rope, the cords are intertwined together, and they use some type of sealant to secure that rope so that it doesn't come loose. Well, tonight I want you to know that the faith and prayer are, the two of them are intertwined together. They don't exist without each other. How do you know that? Faith and prayer don't exist without one another. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go there right quick. Yes, it says, now faith is, so even though we can't see everything that we're believing God for, we know that it surely is possible. It's possible if we believe and if we ask in faith. How many know what that belief? It's important for us to believe. Belief means that we trust, we have faith, or confidence in someone or something. And in this case, we're talking about in God. We have belief in God. You have to have belief in God in order to have faith in God, in order to believe that he's able to do what he has promised he will do. You have to have faith to believe in God that God raised Jesus from the dead so that you could be saved. Hallelujah. You have to believe in God. You have to have faith in God. You have to put your trust in God. I love the song that says, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6:4 says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. One Lord. There's only one God. And there's only one way to God. Our faith, your faith, what does it mean? Faith means to believe, be fully persuaded, have a firm conviction. Be faithful. Faith is confidence in what we hope for, that the Lord is working out our various situations, even though we can't see it. When you pray and you really believe and you don't ask amiss, you pray and you believe what you're asking God for. And when that manifestation comes, all you can do at that point is rejoice. Because you know God has heard you, he's answered you, and he's provided that which you have sought after. Faith knows that no matter what the situation in our lives or someone else's, that the Lord is working out the situation. They sang a song, and they revised that song that said, the woman said she had a light bill due. Her rent was due, and she didn't know how she was going to pay it. But guess what? The Lord, he worked it out. If you let him, he'll work it out. So many people are being put out of their homes, evicted, because the income doesn't support their lifestyle anymore. But if they put their trust in the Lord, guess what? He'll work it out. What is the purpose of faith? The purpose of faith is for you to believe in oneself and allow God to come into your life and take complete control. Many people can't receive the Holy Ghost because they want to still remain in control. They don't want to allow God to have free reign in their life. When people get the Holy Ghost, people look on them sometimes in church and they think, oh, how foolish that looks. Oh, I wouldn't allow myself to go through the motions and just and be purged and be cleansed and allow the Lord to bring about the change that needs to take place. But when you accept Christ, so all you have to do is make a confession with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. But it's more to salvation than that. You've lived, say you were born and you didn't accept Christ until you were, say, in your 20s. Well, you got 20 years of, and it doesn't matter how good you've been, there was sin reigning in your life. And so it is essential that you go through the process of first believing and accepting Christ, but it's also essential that you purge the old man, cleanse your temple. How many know the temple is not a building? The temple we're talking about, our body is the temple of God. Your body is the place where the Holy Ghost comes in and dwells and makes his home inside of you. And the word says the Holy Ghost will not dwell in an unclean temple. So it's important for you not only to accept and make that confession to God that you believe in him, but that you confess and ask the Lord to come in and dwell on the inside of you. How do you know the scripture in Acts says that after Jesus departed, he told the disciples to wait for him, wait for the Holy Ghost to come. Because guess what? When the Holy Ghost comes, then you have the power. You then have the power to resist the devil. You then have the power to speak the word that will cause the devil to flee in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When Satan took Jesus up on the mountain and he began to show him and tell him what all he could do, Jesus had the ability to speak the word. You have to, once you accept Christ in your life and allow the Holy Ghost to come and dwell on the inside of you, he then gives you the power. He gives you the authority to take charge of your life, to take charge over the ways of the enemy, the spirits that he sends, the fiery darts that he sends to apprehend you. God gives you power to overcome these things. But you need the Holy Ghost. And I'm speaking to you tonight because the Lord says, you've got to have faith. You've got to have faith. And in this hour, you know, the word says, God says, will I find faith in the earth when I come? Will I find faith? Will I find faith in the earth? Is he going to find a yielded vessel? Is he going to find one in, because we're getting ready, we're in perilous times, but times are going to get much worse than what they are right now. Will your faith hold up and help you hold out until Jesus comes? Hallelujah, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the Holy Ghost is a gift. Who doesn't want to receive a free gift? A gift that will give you the entrance into eternal life. A gift that opens doors that no man can shut. It's a gift freely given to you by your Creator, who is the author and the finisher of what? Your faith. Verse 9 says, not of works. It's not something you have to earn. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. But it's a gift from God. Faith brings all benefits of salvation into your life. This includes healing, prosperity, peace, love, joy, having not seen, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Deliverance from demons and the curse, sanctification of the mind and emotion, the salvation of the soul, and any other benefit which the Word of God promises to us. How many of you know that the promises of the Lord are yea and amen to his children? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Faith is required. It is a requirement for us to have faith. Faith, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Faith has only one focus. We must have faith in God. This is what causes faith to have substance. When we have faith in God, we give our faith substance. Hallelujah, Jesus. And prayer are intertwined, as I stated earlier. The one does not exist without the other. We cannot manipulate God. Prayer releases God's power for God's people to be fulfilled. Faith is not knowing how God will bring his purpose into being. Faith is knowing that God will bring his purpose into being. Faith has only one focus, God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. When our faith is in God, not in our own ideas of what God should do and how he should do it, then faith has substance. Let me say that again. When our faith is in God, not in man, in God, not in our own ideas of what God should do and how he should do it, then faith has substance. Material that faith is made up of, living a praying life is a life of faith. Praying is always releasing the power of God for the purposes of God. Once prayer is released, whatever direction a situation takes, it is taking the direction that will accomplish the purposes of God. That's faith. We can't tell God how to fix the situation. We can't tell God how to work it out for us. We can't tell God to go over there and tell Sister Sue to give me the money that I need to go pay that light bill. We can't tell God who to touch. All we can do is touch God and watch him work on our behalf. That's faith. Faith means you put your trust in Jesus. You lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah. You acknowledge him. Oh, Lord, I acknowledge you that you are the Lord God Almighty. All power is in your hands. Father, I thank you because you made the heavens and you made the earth and you made everything that's in the earth. Even the heavens declare your glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The heavens declare your glory. The trees blossom from season to season. Why? Because God created them. God made them. and they do what God created them to do. You remember the story where Jesus was walking and came upon a fig tree, and it was out of season. It wasn't growing and it wasn't producing properly. So the Lord did what? He cursed that tree, and it died because it was not fulfilling its purpose. See, God doesn't strive with man always. And he would that no man should perish, but that everybody come to repentance and accept him for who he is. We got to get out of our flesh. We got to stop walking in this flesh. We got to stop allowing the flesh to dictate our emotions. When you allow your flesh to take over you, then you bring upon yourself spirits of depression, suppression, oppression, instability. These things come upon you when you lean to your own understanding and don't allow the Lord to have free course in your life. When you're trying to figure out the situation, you're hindering God from coming to your aid. Just think about it. The very essential things that you need from day to day. He said, if I take care of the sparrows, ooh, God, if I feed the sparrows, and they don't go lacking. If I feed the sparrows, and I know every hair that's upon your head, God asks you the question, am I capable of fulfilling your needs? People, it's time to grab a hold to your faith and don't let go. It's time to put your trust in Jesus. And don't let go. Time for you to set your affections on things above and not on things here on this earth. It's time, for time is winding up. I heard a song that used to sing years ago, payday is coming after a while. Payday is coming after a while. And you know what? I got my traveling shoes on. And I'm going to be ready to go when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm getting happy here. We're just thinking about the goodness of Jesus. Just thinking about taking that journey with the Lord. How many of you want to be on the Lord's side when Jesus comes? Because there's a great battle coming. And the Bible says when Jesus comes, even the dead in Christ are going to rise. They're going to get up. Because this is a spiritual war that's going to take place. And if you want to win, you better make sure that you have Jesus Christ down within. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Prayer is always releasing the power of God for the purpose of God. Once prayer is released, whatever direction a situation takes, it is taking the direction that will accomplish the purpose of for God. It's going out to fulfill what God told it to do. That's faith, allowing God to work out the situation. Hallelujah, Jesus. I often tell this story because to me, I mean, it was such an awesome illustration how God moved on my behalf. It was years ago, my husband and I, we were living in Houston, Texas. And I was the bookkeeper of the family. And I had an account with this particular bank. And supposedly, they weren't charging me any fees for new checks. How many are familiar with that? When you used to use checks, I still use them occasionally. But when you balance your book, there's not supposed to be a charge on my account for purchasing checks. And I went through my books and went through my books and went through my books, because that charge that they assessed threw my whole bank account off. And how many know that when you're living from paycheck to paycheck, or you just got a small cushion in there, you can't afford for a mistake to take place? Well, I kept going back through it, and then the Spirit of the Lord woke me up, I believe it was one Saturday morning, and told me, and the Lord quickened me and told me to go to the book of Nehemiah. And in the book of Nehemiah, it was talking about how they discovered these records. And then I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, go back through your checkbook. And I went back through my checkbook, and lo and behold, God showed me where the bank had charged me for checks. And that was supposed to be one of the benefits of banking with that account, that bank. And so I got up, got dressed, I went to the bank, I showed them the mistake, and every check that they had bounced, every fee that they had assessed me, they had to write letters to my creditors and undo the mess that they had made. But how many know, I wouldn't have found it had it not been for the Holy Ghost, had it not been for having faith and trust. For you, that may not be a big thing, but for me, that was phenomenal, how God showed me through the word. God's word don't lie. If you need an answer, it's in the word. You just got to have what? Faith, the size of a mustard seed. It don't take a lot. You don't need a whole lot. Just use a little bit that you have. Use a little that you have. And Lord, and watch God work. Hallelujah, Jesus. In response to prayer, God releases his accomplish his purposes in each situation. His purpose in each is worked out differently. So a lot of times, God don't always operate in the same way. God can move in a different way. So we shouldn't always look for him to come in a certain way. Because one, he says, my ways are not the same as your ways. And our thoughts aren't always the same as God's thoughts. So we can't always expect God to move the same way he moved for us last time. He doesn't always operate like that. He doesn't have a one-size-fits-all answer to our problem. Sometimes it takes God time to work it out. And how many know the scriptures tell us to wait on the Lord? Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He tells us to wait, because sometimes he's working things out, and we can't see it, but we got to know and trust that he's working it out. I have children, and my sons, even though they are saved now, filled with the Holy Ghost and on fire for Jesus Christ, because they're both ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ, they are witnesses for the Lord. And they haven't always been saved. And many of you have children that have gone astray. But I tell you what, through faith and prayer, Pastor Lee and I have prayed our children through. Hallelujah. It was treacherous and heartbreaking at times. But we prayed and we trusted in the Lord for their salvation. And you know what? Because the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go, for when they are old, they won't depart. What does that mean? It means you got to put some time in. My husband is a former teacher, an educator. And we were talking about how high on the teachers to teach their children everything. But guess what? That's why they have homework. That's why they have homework. They send homework home so you as a parent can learn along with your child and help your child. And you can identify the problems that they're having, the struggles that they're having. Because you know what? I remember when my sons were in middle school, I had to get a tutor for English for one of my sons and a tutor for math for the other one. And as they grew older, they were able to help one another. And we helped our children. So you can get a tutor for stuff that you don't understand, but you can get someone else to come in and break that down for your child so that they can understand. You got to train them. You got to teach. My heart was broken. I watched a program on Crime 360 yesterday, I believe. And it was a 16-year-old young man who went on a burglarizing spree, and he was involved in gangs too. And his mother probably thought that he was a very good, well-behaved child. I don't know. They didn't really talk about the mom. They didn't say nothing about a father. But I'm telling you, he went on a, and this was all within 48 hours. He robbed and broke into people's homes and ended up murdering a man by accident. But yet, even after that occurred, he still went out and burglarized and held people at gunpoint, all for money. And when they asked the young man why he did that, you know what he said? There was something on the inside of me, like a spirit. Those were his exact words, like a spirit, making me do stuff I wouldn't normally do. What's going on in this world? Where are the witnesses for the Lord? Pastor preached a message a couple weeks ago that God will always have a witness in the earth. But who will go? Who shall the Lord send? Are you going to stand up and be men and women of God of faith and trust that the Lord will shield and protect you and preach the gospel in season and out of season and tell what thus said the Lord? Hallelujah. Jesus, God is calling in this hour for men and women who will stand up for righteousness, stand up for holiness, stand up for the truth, and tell it without sugarcoating the word. Speak the word. God's already had it written for you. It's already written. All you got to do is speak the word so that these shackles, these chains can be loosed off of God's people. Demons can be cast out. Throughout the scriptures, before Jesus gave his life on Calvary, he sent his disciples out and he told them to go out and to minister to the people. And then you remember the story where the people came back and they said, your disciples prayed, but they couldn't heal my daughter. And the girl was filled with a lunatic spirit, a demonic, and Jesus cast it out. And what did he say to them? Oh, mighty God, oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. God is calling for us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why he said, go ye therefore. Go to the highways, go to the hedges, and compel men to come to Christ. We live in a time where we need to compel men to come to Christ. Because you know what? The hour is far spent. Hallelujah. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's going to be times, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, when people are going to wish they could hear this word, wish that they could have a witness, wish that someone would come and share this truth. because times are going to get that hard. And for some people, they're going to be locked out. They're going to be locked out to the point where when Jesus comes, they're going to still be in the balance. Jesus said, I would that you be hot rather than cold, hot or cold. He doesn't want you to be in the middle. He doesn't want you to be lukewarm. Important. It's inevitable that you make up your mind and make decisions that you're going all the way with Jesus. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. What are we going to do for him? He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. And now I am set free. Hallelujah, Jesus. That song goes on and he says, I know I had so many, many sins, but he took them all away. Yes, he took them all away, and he pardoned me. I know I had so many, many sins, but Jesus took them all away. Yes, he took them all away, and he pardoned me. Hallelujah, Jesus. God has an agenda, and it's always bigger than immediate circumstances. It's always bigger than what we think. It's always bigger than what the problem is that's presented unto us. God's got a bigger agenda. God's got a bigger agenda for creating us, for creating you. He has a purpose for you, and it is inevitable. It is important that you find out what that purpose is and get busy fulfilling the calling. Pastor has an acronym that he likes to use, B-U-S-Y, busy. Many people are bound under Satan's yoke. It's time for you to be free tonight, free to do the will of the Lord, free to exercise your faith and stand and believe that God is God and he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. He's faithful and just to answer your prayers. And it's important that you believe that he hears you. He hears what you're saying. He hears what you're asking. And you got to know that you know that you know for assurance that he's going to answer you. One scripture I taught my sons was, I said, don't go to the right, don't go to the left. What you need to do is remove your feet from evil. Remove yourself. Remove yourself out of situations where Christ does not dwell. If you're trying, if you're a young Christian in Christ, newborn babe, you need to separate yourself from the world. You cannot possibly expect to continue to grow in God and stay in the midst of unrighteousness, stay in the midst of sin. You have to move yourself out of those situations. When I was a young girl, and I got saved when I was a young girl, I had to change my friends. Because my friends was doing everything. They weren't, their mind was not on Jesus. Their mind was not on reading and praying and studying and working, allowing the Holy Ghost to work on the inside and work on the outside. Because you know what? They didn't have the Holy Ghost. They didn't have Jesus. They had made no confessions. And the Lord says, you can't serve two masters. You're either going to serve God, or you're gonna, there's only the two. And God kicked Satan out of the heavens because he tried to overthrow God. And that lets you know who has all power. God has all power. And Satan's only been loose in the earth for a season, for a short while. And his time is winding up. So because he knows, Satan even knows his time is winding up. So he's raising. He's coming after everyone that's naming the name of Christ. And he really come after you newborn Christians because you're not rooted and grounded in God yet. That's why you need to associate yourself with godly men and women, boys and girls that have been saved and living the life of Christ and able to encourage you. They're able to pray with you. They're able to study the word with you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're living in a time where we need the power of God. We need him moving in our life. It's been huge. But God has an eternal agenda. He's got an eternal agenda. That's why he tells you to set your affections on things above. Your heart, the treasure of your heart should be on the things above. Faith says, I believe in God. I believe in God's love. I believe he has the power. I believe he has the wisdom. And how many know? He said, if you lack wisdom, all you got to do is what? Ask. I know that he is in the process of bringing his best plan for my life. God will not allow any difficulty to have mastery over you. He won't allow difficult situations to take master over my life. He won't allow anything to be lord over you other than himself. That's why the Bible says no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. He is using the circumstances to do something he could not do without it. So certain situations that you're going through, if you'll trust the Lord, he's going to take that situation and use it for his benefit. But he's only working it out through you to give you a greater testimony. When God gives you wisdom, one must not doubt it or second guess it. If one day he will waver back and forth, if you doubt in your faith, if you doubt, you'll find yourself wavering back and forth in your thinking and in your emotions. You will not receive what God has available for you because it is your obedience to the wisdom he gives you that opens the door for your provision. We're talking about faith tonight. Faith is a spiritual organs. And we have spiritual senses that enable us to operate effectively in the spiritual realm. Our spiritual senses are the means by which we know and understand and respond to your spiritual world. Faith grows as a response to our spiritual senses. Faith comes from hearing the word, and the message is heard through the word of Christ, Romans 10 and 17. Proverbs 34 and 8 says, taste. We're talking about senses now. Taste and see. You got to taste what you taste with your mouth, and you see with your eyes. That the Lord is good. How many know you got spiritual senses? Psalms 119, verse 103 says, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Woo! When you love the word of God. when you know how effective the Word of God can be, when you know how powerful the Word of God is, you'll learn to love the Word of God. You'll learn to love hearing the Word preached. You'll learn to meditate on the Word and allow the Word down on the inside of you, because then you can really say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 18 says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know. Isaiah 50 and 5 says, the sovereign Lord has opened my ears. Now we have ears, and the scripture tells us, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 and 15 says, but thanks be to God, who through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are to God the name, the aroma of Christ. We are to God the aroma of Christ. We are a sweet-smelling savior to the Lord. When we pray and we enter into that spiritual realm, that intercessory realm, whoo, our prayers go up in the nostrils of Almighty God as a sweet fragrance, as an aroma of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Because of the sacrifice that his son made for us. Faith can only come through a direct, firsthand encounter with Jesus Christ. Belief can come through a secondhand interest. It can come through secondhand information, but belief is not faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Faith is being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we do not see. That's the scripture I'm going around back to Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. How many know? When someone is committed a crime, in order for it to be proven, they got to have what? Evidence. Our faith is the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm wrapping it up. Belief can be shaken, but faith cannot be shaken. We overcome by the words of our testimony, Revelations 12 and 1. Without works is dead. O ye of little faith. I'm preaching tonight and I'm saying, grab a hold to your faith. Hold fast to the confessions that you have made. Don't allow the word of God to slip from you, but hold fast to the word that you have received. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Grab a hold to that small seed of faith that's been planted on the inside of you and allow it to spring forth as a green bay tree. Allow the Holy Ghost to come alive in you. The scripture says, awake, awake, O Zion. Put on your strength. Put on your strength. It's time to put on your strength. Put on the mind of Christ. Pull off the old man and put on the new man. Hallelujah. I'm a brand new woman. I'm a brand new man in Christ Jesus, because now all things have been passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You need to pray and you need to cry out loud and say, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit. And when you do these things, expect God to move. Expect doors to be opened. Expect shackles to be loosed. off of you, off of your family, off of your loved ones. Expect a change. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, I think about it, and I'm closing. I think about change. We don't like change, and I'm including myself because I don't always like it, but it is necessary. How many know change is necessary? Hallelujah, Jesus. Change happens in corporate for a company, and I've seen the CEO change. I've seen various high-top leaders change. People are always transitioning to different roles, and even in the church, change takes place. When leadership change, then change is going to be inevitable in the ministry. Change is going to happen because when one leader leaves, the group that was working with him leaves also, and another is ushered in, and that leader has his own way of doing things. He has a group of people that he trusts and have been entrusted unto him from Almighty God. And he moves those people in to work with him. And we as a body of Christ, all we have to do is pray and trust God by faith and believe that he's working out every situation. He's working out every problem. He's working out every circumstance. Know that God is in control. And I'm closing. But my prayer tonight is that you put your faith and put your trust in God. I studied about the prophetess Deborah. And the Bible says she was a judge. She was appointed by God to judge the children of Israel. And she was appointed in that position because there were not enough men willing to accept the call. How many know we need men in this hour? Because according to the divine order that God created man, he placed man over woman. He gave woman to be a helpmate to the man, not to rule the man, not to have authority over the man. But men need to stand up. Men need to rise up and accept the roles that God has called them to. It takes faith to do these things. And so tonight, as I bring this message to a close, I want to encourage you. Be encouraged and hold fast to the confession of your faith. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's of this world. And there is nothing, no good thing will God withhold from you. If you put your trust in Jesus, he's going to make everything, everything all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God for this opportunity to have ministered unto you what thus said the Lord on tonight. And just remember, faith and belief are important, but faith and prayer are inseparable and most of all required. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Come on, somebody, and worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now at this time, I turn you back over into the hands of our host. Hallelujah, none other than Evangelist Bradley.
Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord tonight. Bless the Lord tonight, people of God, for this word on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. I know your faith is stirred on tonight. Glory to God. I know that your faith is stirred on tonight. Glory be to God. I know that you just feel, glory to God, you just feel God turning over in you. Amen. You feel that quickening going on in your soul on tonight. And we thank God on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. The woman of God coming to let us know faith is essential. We cannot do it on our own. Glory to God. We cannot do it on our own. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And before we get too far, amen, woman of God, if you would, on tonight, if you would, glory to God, make the appeal for salvation on tonight. Glory to God. And then if no one comes, if you will, amen, Jesus, open up, amen, tonight for any that has prayer requests, because glory be to God, maybe someone is stirred on tonight, glory to God, and they're ready. They're stirred in their spirits on tonight, and they're ready to receive the Lord, glory to God. So if you would, make the appeal for salvation, and then after that, glory to God, to just pray, amen, Jesus, with those that have prayer requests. You have the platform.
Well, praise and honor and glory unto our Lord
Jesus.
And Savior Christ.
Yes.
We thank God. I pray that your faith has stirred you and has moved you to want to go closer to the Lord, to want to be closer to him and want to have your soul right. And you want the Lord to come in and create in you a clean heart and renew within you a right spirit. You want God to come in and strengthen you, strengthen your walk with him. Oh, make you steadfast, unmovable, and give you the ability to abound even in treacherous situations. I know at this time we open the doors for those of you who desire to give your life to Christ. Oh, as I stated the word on tonight, it says that if you would make a confession, it says, for the word thy God is nigh thee. It's even in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So it says that if thou shalt confess, if you'll confess with your mouth, if you'll open your mouth and your heart and say, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe in my heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, that I am saved. If you make that confession tonight, that's all it takes for the Lord to come in and save you. Pray with me. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I have sinned. I know I haven't lived a perfect life. I know that things that I may have done, whether it's lying or whether it's telling an untruth, whether it's stealing, whether it's no matter what the situation may have been, no matter what I have done in my past, Father, I give it all over to you. I yield my mind, my heart, my soul unto you, Jesus. And I confess tonight that Christ was raised from the dead, that he died for my sins and has been raised from the dead. And now I believe in my heart that I am saved. I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm saved because he died for me. I believe, Jesus, that you died for me. Hallelujah. I believe that you died for me. And I ask you to come in and save my soul. Save me and deliver me, Lord. And I want you to stop there, Lord, but I want you to fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the ability to hold on to you and never let go. Let your Holy Ghost come and live on the inside of me. Let it dwell on the inside of me so that I can have power to resist the devil, so that I can have power to live right, to walk right, to talk right, so that I have power to control my emotions. Lord, come in, Jesus, and save my soul. Deliver me from hell. Set my soul free, Jesus. Come on in, Lord. I need you tonight, Lord. I don't want to live another day without you, Lord. Save me, Jesus. Save my soul, Lord, and deliver me, Lord. And, Lord, I know when you save me, Lord, I'll be anew, Lord. I'll be anew, and I'll make the confession, and I'll run and tell somebody that I'm saved. I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Father, save me tonight. Lord, I thank you. Now all you have to do at this time is just begin to thank the Lord. Thank him for what you've asked for. He's faithful and just to do just what you ask him. And if you made this confession on tonight, born again child of God, one filled with the Holy Ghost that can help continue to pray with you, to teach you, to study the word, get in a church that have a true leader that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that leader will oversee and make sure that you're fed on a regular basis. Go to Bible study. That's where you learn more about the Lord. Allow the Lord to come in and turn your life around, give you a 360-degree turn, and watch God move in your life. Because if he can do it for us, he can do it for you. Now, if you made that confession, just clap your hands and give God some praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I believe the woman of God said that those of you who have prayer requests.
Special prayer requests. Yes, ma'am. If they have any special prayer requests, they can just press *6. They can press *6 and come over to the platform, and we'll touch and agree with them. You'll lead them in prayer on tonight. So if there are any, just press *6.
So we are open now for anyone on this call that have special prayer requests and would like for me to pray with you, then come on the line and we will be able to hear your request and pray with you.
Go ahead,
Carla. Yes, I'm Mary Watson. I'm just asking for prayer to have a closer walk with thee, to put all of my trust in and desire and believe in him, because sometimes being single, sometimes things seem like that you ain't going to make it, but God always work out a way for you. He always have a ram in the bush, but sometimes it just seems like, and I just want to put all my trust in him.
Amen. Well, I'm touching and agreeing with you in the spirit, Sister Mary Watson, and I'm praying with you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know her heart and you know her desire.
Yes.
And her desire, Lord, is that she has a closer relationship with you, a closer bond with you, to be able to put all of her trust in you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I believe that's why you sent this word, because you want to increase our faith, oh, Lord.
Yes.
Touch her tonight, Lord, and strengthen her and increase her faith, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, when it seems like the way is so hard, and when it seems like she just can't make it, Lord, our ends aren't meeting like they need to, Father, let her grab hold to your faith and hold fast, hold on to you, because you're working it out, Lord. Let her know you're working it out, Lord. Give her a praise, Lord. In those times when it seems so hard, give her a praise, Lord. Let the fruit of her lips offer up sacrifices of praise unto you,
yes,
O God.
God. Yes, God.
Pour out your oil upon her, O God.
Mm.
Meet her needs, O God. Even as you did the widow woman, O God. You selected her out of all the widows in the world. You selected that one woman, and you supplied her need, God. Sister Watson, tonight, Lord. Touch her right now, God.
Yes,
be
God.
Her husband, O God. And meet and supply all of her needs according to your riches in Jesus. Because, God, we know that you're working out every situation in her life, oh God. You're working out every circumstance in her life, Lord. Move by your spirit. Move by your anointing. Oh, break every yoke, Lord. Move every mountain of God in the name of Jesus. Increase her faith on tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Give her the ability to speak to the situations in her life and see the change, oh God.
Jesus.
Father, we agree with her right now, Lord.
Right.
Oh, God, that you're in answering her prayer, that you're granting her petitions, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And not many days hence, Lord, she'll be able to testify of the strength that she received.
Mm.
She'll be able to testify of the doors that you're opening on her behalf.
Jesus.
Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I don't know her personal situation, God. But God, I pray, Lord, that you will elevate her,
Lord.
Both spiritually and naturally, oh God. Elevate her in this hour, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because she put her trust in you. Father, we thank you for her right now. We thank you for answering and delivering her prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord.
Glory.
And know that he's working it out on your behalf.
Thank you.
Oh, precious Lord. Precious Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I believe there's another caller on the platform. Go ahead, caller. Press star six. Press star six. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Just press star six. Glory to God. You have a special prayer request on tonight. Glory to God. While the waters of trouble, while the faith is stirred on tonight. Glory to God. Come, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Step into the faith. Amen. Glory to God. While it's yet stirred on tonight. Just press star six. Just press star six and come over to the platform. Glory to God. Glory to God. I do have a prayer request. I received a prayer request, woman of God. This is for Minister Booker. Minister Booker, we want to pray with her on tonight. Her brother is sick, but we're believing God for his healing on tonight. So want to ask for prayer for her brother on tonight, for her family and her brother on tonight.
Father, we bring Minister Booker and her brother before you on tonight.
Yes.
We know that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord, and your hands and your arms are not too short that they can't reach down and touch. Father, we ask you to look upon your servants on tonight, Lord.
Yes,
touch
Jesus.
Them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father, you know what the conditions are that they're dealing with, Lord.
Yes.
Whether it's emotional, whether it's mental, whether it's physical. You know what the circumstance is, God. You know what the problem is, Lord. And we ask you to be that great physician on tonight.
Yes.
Father, your hand reach down and touch them on tonight, Lord. Oh, Jesus, touch
Jesus.
Tonight, Lord. Touch
Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Stir them up, oh God. Uproot any sickness in their bodies, oh God. We come against every type of sickness there is in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
we come against cancer. Come against cardiac arrest. We come against high blood pressure. We come against, Father, diabetes, Lord. We come against kidney conditions, God. Father, we come against organ conditions, oh Lord.
God,
we come against blood conditions, oh God. We come against blood clots in the name of Jesus. We come against the name of Jesus. Father, we apprehend them right now. We cast them out of the body in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Father,
Jesus.
Come on in and purify the body, Lord.
Cleanse
the body, oh God.
Cleanse
the body, Lord. Bring forth healing and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your healing touch.
Thank you, sir.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, glory, glory, glory to your name.
In the name of Jesus.
as you do these things, Lord. We'll be careful to give your name all the glory, honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name.
God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, hallelujah. We pray that you will increase their faith. Increase their faith. I pray for them, Lord. Increase their faith and let them grab hold and believe that it is done. It is done. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Testimony of victory.
Yes, Lord.
Of deliverance. That you might be glorified.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name. Thank
Jesus
God.
Name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Anyone else? Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else? Special prayer request on tonight. Glory to God. Press star 6. Glory to God. Press star 6 on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come to the water and be cleansed.
Yes.
Press star 6. Need something from the Lord. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Push star 6, and we're here to touch and agree with you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Bless the Lord.
I'm calling and requesting prayer for a friend named Angela. She's taking chemo, and she says it's making her real sick. And I just asked for prayer for her tonight, and praise God for the word. It really blessed my soul. Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift up Angela on tonight.
Yes.
We lift her up before you right now, Lord. She's going through chemotherapy, oh God. Taking medications, oh God, that's supposed to heal the body, Lord.
Yes.
But at times it can be more dangerous than the actual condition. But God, you are that great physician.
Yes.
You're able to do exceedingly above all we could ever ask or think.
Yes.
You created these bodies, Lord. And Father, you said, if something offends us, pluck it out. Father, we ask that you will go to the root of her problem.
Yes.
Go to those cancer cells and heal them, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, God. Dry up that cancer, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Dry it up, Lord. Dry it up, Jesus. Dry it up, Lord. God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
heal,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
Pray for complete healing of her body.
Yes,
in the
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of
God,
Jesus.
Oh, God, restore her health. Restore her health, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Restore
yes, Lord.
Her health. Strengthen her body. Strengthen her,
yes,
the activity of her limbs, oh God. Strengthen
yes,
her
Lord.
Right now. Oh God, Lord, chemo has the ability to weaken one. And we ask him, Father, that you will give her strength tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Strengthen her immune system, Lord. Strengthen her body. Give her an appetite, Lord. That immune system.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We pray there be any sin in her, Lord. Forgive her.
Yes,
take it away,
yes.
Lord.
But yes,
purge
Lord.
Her and make her whole.
Yes,
sanctify
Lord.
Her, Lord.
In
she
the name
set,
of
a, set apart for your use, Lord.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Her to surrender everything to you, Lord, and grab hold of faith tonight.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray that you will strengthen her faith to believe, oh God. That you're able to heal her and give her the ability to overcome this situation. But we learned in your word, God, that you create situations and circumstances so that you can show yourself strong, that you can show people that you're still healing, the same God yesterday and today and forevermore. You're able to do that, Lord, because you are the creator of her. You're the creator of Angela. Touch her right now from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. And it's all still. We pray your will be done in her life. Your will be done, Lord. If you choose to use the doctors and the medication, Lord, strengthen her body so that she's able to go through and come out victorious, God. That's the ultimate goal, is to come out victorious, to have a prolonged life, God. Send strength. Send life, Lord. Send life in the blood, Lord. Strength right now. Divine healing, I pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We call it done in your name, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And strengthen her intercessor on. Strengthen that one that came and said, pray for her. Strengthen her. Anoint her hands that it hands on Angela, and she feel this power from this prayer that has been prayed tonight. And let the fire of the Holy Ghost flow throughout her body as a confirmation of what you're doing in her life. We decree this to be so in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. I don't want to leave anyone out. Amen, Jesus. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Truly, 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 the Lord has done us well on tonight again. I don't know about you, but my faith is stirred even the more on tonight. Glory to God, my faith, my trust in the Lord. Glory to God, people of God. I know you took notes, but glory to God. Listen, perhaps you missed something along the way. We always encourage you to go back and listen to the broadcast again. Go back and listen to it again. Glory be to God. Listen attentively even the more again and be blessed. And get those nuggets, amen, that the Lord has released unto you on tonight. Glory to God. And people of God, listen, you can get a copy of the broadcast. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. You can text us tonight for tonight's broadcast or any of our broadcasts. You can certainly text us, and we'll get them to you. We'll send them directly to your phone. Doesn't waste up any space because it's held on the system. But you can get your copy. Listen, when you get your copy, we just ask that you send someone else a copy. Get it. You've been blessed tonight. We ask that you send it to someone else. Send it to a couple of people, because how many people do you not know that their faith needs to be stirred? Their faith needs to be quickened on tonight. So do get a copy. Simply text tonight, and that number is 229-529-0914. Again, that's 229-529-0914. Also, you can text 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Now, our international listeners, you can get a copy. Reach out to us via WhatsApp. If you would like to get a copy, reach out to us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Also, don't forget, you have direct access to our broadcast and through PNN. Go out to our PNN page. Glory to God, and you can listen and to any of our broadcasts, most recent being tonight, will be right there on the page when you access it. Also, you can go out to our prayer group, the new ReArc Prayer Group 52. You can go out there and get and listen as well. You can also go out to the web if you don't have Facebook. Simply Google Prayer News Network. And once you Google it, you will see Radio 6, and you can listen to the broadcast via the web. Also, you'll be able to access our podcast there. If any of you like to listen via podcast, you can also access podcasts there as well. And we bless the Lord tonight, amen, for all of these avenues that God has given to get his word out. Glory to God. People of God, get the word. Get the word. Hey, glory to God. Everything is going down but the word, but the word of God. So you want to definitely get the word, amen, Jesus. The word declared unto us on tonight. We bless God for you, woman of God. We bless the Lord for you for this word. We thank the Lord. Glory to God. It is surely, glory to God, a word in due season for the people of God. And I tell you, we have been blessed on tonight. We thank God for you for making the sacrifice to avail yourself in the service of the Lord. And tonight we just want to pray. Glory be to God. Glory to God, amen, over your life, over you on tonight. Glory be to God for your labor given, amen, in the gospel. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you on tonight. We glorify you now yet again. We thank you for your servant. We thank you for your word declared. We thank you tonight. Thank you for all that you're doing in her life. We thank you, glory be to God, for the word that you placed within her belly. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We glorify you this night. We thank you for what you've done, oh God, for truly as her name was called in the earth. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for the countless of hearers that have heard not only with their ears but with their spirit on tonight. And we bless your name, glory to God. We're asking now, Father, that you will bless your servant. We're asking that you will look upon her now. Look upon her, glory to God, her every need, her every desire, for you know what she has need of. And we come tonight touching and agreeing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you will bless her now. We're thanking you for this door of utterance. We thank you, glory to God, for the many doors of utterance that shall be opened unto her. We thank you tonight. We thank you for her season. We thank you tonight. We glorify you, oh God. We thank you tonight.
Thank you.
We thank you tonight for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you, glory to God, for this faith, oh God, has called her to the forefront. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight, Father. Thank you for blessing the works of our hand. We're thanking you, glory to God. And we're asking you now, Father, that you will cover her and shield her in the name of Jesus. We're asking, oh God, that your blood would cover, glory to God, bless her in the name of Jesus. We forbid backlash of the enemy right now. We forbid, glory to God, any retaliation of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this word declared. We thank you for your peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God. Thank you for blessing her going out. Thank you for blessing her coming in. We're thanking you, oh God, for blessing the ministry that you place within her. Glory to God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you will cause your face to shine upon her. Cause your face to shine upon her in the precious name of Jesus. And we're thanking you now, glory to God. Thank you for the work that you've begun in her. Thank you for the new beginning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you, oh God, and we rejoice on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for what you've done.
Thank you, glory to God. We thank you for what you've already done in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your divine covering. Thank you for being a divine shield on tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We thank you for the testimonies that shall come forth in the earth because of this word. Father, we thank you, God. Hey, God, even now, oh, God, all over the world, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your angels. Oh, God, that you've given charge over her to keep her in all of her ways. Father, we thank you now. We bless you now in the precious name of Jesus. And as sons of God on tonight, we declare, we decree, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. As sons of God on tonight, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. We declare, we decree it on tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight for victory. Yes, we thank you for overcoming power in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we forbid forbid any backlash of the enemy. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Hey, Shana. Gloria Momosha. Yeah, Gloria Mosa Yaha Yaha. Hey, God, Ida Basa. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We glorify you. Oh, God, we ask that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover in your shed blood. And we declare it and we decree it, so we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory be to God, woman of God. Glory to God again on behalf of PNN. Glory to God, the advisors, the prayer warriors on tonight. We just want to thank you on behalf of the people of God, the listeners all over. We thank you tonight. Thank you for availing yourself. Glory be to God. And at this time, amen, Jesus, we're going to release the platform back to you, amen, for any, amen, final words. Glory to God, if you care to share, amen, any platforms, social media platforms, glory be to God, you can at that time. Amen, Jesus. But we release the platform back to you, glory to God, for final words and for the dismissal on tonight. God bless you. And again, thank you in Jesus' name. You have the platform.
Well, we thank God once again for this opportunity to come on the PNN broadcast with Evangelist Bradley, and to be able to render what thus said the Lord. For it is not I that speaketh unto you tonight, but I am just a yielded vessel used by God to his word. And we thank God for that. I thank God for these of Healing EPC located here in Little Elm, Texas, under the leadership of Pastor Kevin C. Lee. We thank God. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, look us up. We would be overjoyed to have you come and fellowship with us in our services here at the Leaves of Healing EPC, Evangelistic Ministry. We are, if you would like to know more about our ministry, you can locate us on Facebook. We have a page on Facebook under Leaves of Healing EPC. We also have a website where you can learn more about our ministry, and that's at leavesofhealingepc.org, leavesofhealingepc.org, leavesofhealingministriesepc.org, and you'll learn more about us and our mission. But our ultimate purpose is to reach God's people, to bring forth healing, salvation, and deliverance, and show them a more perfect way of living. I think that's what God wants us all to do. He wants us to be a witness. And we dare not steal God's glory. All glory and honor belongeth unto him. I praise and I magnify him on tonight for this opportunity again. I pray that the word has gone out and that it will meet every one of your needs. If nothing else, strengthen you and strengthen your walk and encourage you to hold fast to the word that you have received, to the Lord's unchanging hand. And with that, we will close out this service. Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for all of those who have had a hand in bringing forth this opportunity for me, your servant, to render your word, God. For it's not my will that I seek, but to fulfill your will, God. And they're laboring in the vineyard, carrying this world through this program. We ask that you will bless Evangelist Bradley. Touch her right now and all of those who are laboring with her. Touch them and strengthen them and encourage them, Lord. Oh, God, continue to encourage them, Lord. Meet and supply all of their needs according to your riches, not man's riches, but according to your riches by Christ Jesus. Bless this broadcast. Bless the hearers, every one of them, oh, God. Even those who desire to come on and request prayer, but have the faith to believe that whatever their needs were already being met. That the prayers that had been prayed were covering them as well. Bless the hearers on today, Lord. For you said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Bless their ears, Lord, for the word that they have received, and let the word take root in their lives, O God. Order their steps and direct their path. Phone call, but never from your presence. Lord, be with each and every one of us, O God. Order our steps and direct our path. Help us to look to the hills from which cometh our help. For we know all our help come from you who made the heavens and the earth. Lord, we adore you and we magnify you and we give you glory, honor, and praise. Be with each and every one at their respectful places. Watch over them, shield and protect them until we come together again. And we pray and we thank the Lord Jesus Christ for all he has done and all that he yet shall do. Thank you for keeping us, watching over us and protecting us and keeping us in your care until we come together again. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say, thank God. Amen.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. God bless you, woman of God, again. Yes, people of God, this does conclude our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Don't forget to get your copy. Don't forget to text and get your copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So much has been said. Amen. And we don't want to let anything slip. Isn't that right? Glory to God.
Amen.
God bless you tonight. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Come on back tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Glory to God. Come on back and be with us. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. God bless you tonight. We love you, and we look to see you on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.